If you're looking for some relief from the summer heat this weekend, you might want to stay indoors. The National Weather Service in Mobile, Alabama, said forecasters are expecting this weekend to be the hottest weekend of the year. The agency said that the heat index this weekend will be soaring above 110 degrees near the coastlines on both Saturday and Sunday. The National Weather Service also issued a heat advisory for portions of Alabama and a, quote, hazardous weather outlook for all of Northwest Florida, in effect from noon until 7 p.m. Friday. Forecasters could issue heat advisories for more places as temperatures begin rising on Saturday morning. John Purdy, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Mobile, said, quote, we're expecting temperatures to be in the mid-90s most everywhere, and combined with the continuation of high humidity, we'll be looking at heat indices easily between 100 and 105. There will be areas, especially along the coast, that could see heat indices between 105 to 110. Purdy also said that NWS has only issued one other heat advisory so far this summer. David Vaughn, the beach safety director for Walton County, said that lifeguards typically treat between 1 to 2 people per day for heat-related illnesses on the beach. Thankfully, none so far this year have been life-threatening, but this weekend guards will be extra vigilant about reminding people to be safe while they're enjoying the sun and surf. Quote, we do a lot of medical training, especially this time of year, Vaughn said. What we do is we get out and we talk to people and we just like to remind them to drink plenty of water. People get into vacation mode and they won't stay hydrated or they'll drink a lot of adult beverages, a lot of sugary drinks, end quote. Vaughn said people not bringing enough water and not bringing enough shade to the beach are the number one cause of heat-related illnesses for beachgoers. Quote, bring a lot of water, bring adequate shade, bring sunscreen, and bring clothing that's light and loose-fitting but provides adequate coverage, Vaughn said. A good loose-fitting hat made of a light, fibrous material, the, quote, dad hat, as we like to call it, may not be fashionable, but they're very functional. Although temperatures are expected to rise this weekend and have been consistently high all summer, Purdy said that's not unusual for this time of year. The heat indices are slightly higher than last year, but the warming trend is nothing to worry about, he said. Quote, I think last year was a little bit cooler, he said, especially with the long stretches of high temperatures, but we've had some breaks in the weather, end quote. The National Weather Service urges people to beat the heat by being mindful of outside temperatures and finding ways to stay cool. According to the agency, when the body heats too rapidly to cool itself properly, or when too much fluid or salt is lost through dehydration or sweating, body temperature rises and people may experience a heat-related illness. Signs of heat exhaustion include dizziness, excessive sweating, clammy skin, nausea, changes in pulse and muscle cramps. Signs of heat stroke include a throbbing headache, no sweating, dry skin, vomiting, rapid pulse, and a loss of consciousness. Purdy said the earliest Northwest Florida can expect to see even minor relief from the heat is late August. Vaughn added that lifeguards consider the hours between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m., quote, prime time for heat-related illness calls, and urged people to be mindful of the heat when they venture out to the beach this weekend.